I think that's part of it, but I think the thing he failed to mention in terms of what's happened with their defense now is that they are tackling so much better. And that's one of the things that Bob Sanders does well. He leads the Colts in the playoffs with 10 solo tackles. Cato Jones got more overall tackles. And, you know, the thing with them is that they don't want to get a lot of one-on-one matchups in the open field because they'll lose a lot of those because they're a small defense, but they're also a quick defense. And when they were really, you know, rolling, when they really hit that stride last year where they didn't give up a lot of points, a lot of it was that they built the lead, and then once you're playing ahead, rush the passer, yeah, and, you know, use your speed in that regard. So that's part of their deal. But the other thing is that they have to swarm to the football, and when they're in that dome, they're able to do that, you know, much better. But of all the things I think that are different now than what was happening earlier in the year, they're just tackling better. So even in the passing game, when a receiver catches the ball, he's not going anywhere. They're making sure tackles. And, I mean, you've seen that from some of the best teams in the league over the years. And I remember talking to Bill Belichick about it, you know, a couple years ago. You know, that's the key to good defense. And that's happening with Indianapolis. I know when I was there for the Kansas City game, I asked Ron Meeks after the game, how many missed tackles did he see? And obviously, at that time, he hadn't gone back and looked at the film. But he couldn't remember one, and I couldn't either. That's why I asked him. It's like, did I see one today? And so when you get that, you can play a lot better defense.
And those would have been missed tackles against Larry Johnson. And a missed tackle against Larry Johnson is a 10 and 20 and 30-yard run.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Larry Johnson's usually going to make you miss some. And the thing, as I was watching it, I thought, well, maybe I missed a tackle, you know, at the line of scrimmage, you know, when everybody's all piled up and you can't really see between the legs and the arms and the butts and all that stuff. I thought maybe there might have been a missed tackle in there, but he didn't get much that day at all. And, you know, last week against Baltimore, I think there were some missed tackles, but nothing that really killed him. I think maybe Jamal Lewis broke out on an 18-yard run, but I'm kind of remembering it, and I remember seeing Jonathan Ogden out there, like, mauling somebody. That was one of the big mistakes for Baltimore last week, is they didn't really take advantage of Jonathan Ogden. Now, I know he was coming off the foot injury, but he was really handling Dwight Freeney, and I don't think that they exploited that enough. You know, they ran Jamal.
Do you think they've lost enough confidence? Jamal Lewis has not run so well, and so they've just lost that much confidence that they didn't give him a chance to see? Because some players will raise their game, and a Jamal Lewis is one of them that might have that potential.
Well, and Jonathan Ogden, the guy you're running behind, because, see, that can make you a better running back automatically. If you've got a guy like Jonathan Ogden in front of you just blowing everybody away, that's going to make you better. And, hey, one of the key matchups in this game this week is going to be Matt Light, the Patriots' left tackle, against Dwight Freeney. So Freeney had a great game against Kansas City. Then he got, you know, shut out last week in Baltimore. Really didn't have the same type of impact because going against J.O., against Jonathan Ogden. Now this week he goes against Matt Light. Now Matt Light last week was one of the unsung heroes in that victory at San Diego because Sean Merriman didn't get a sack. You know, he had some pressures and forced some bad throws. He got in there a few times, but he never got that clean sack shot on Tom Brady. And you can give Matt Light a lot of credit for that. Well, this week, now he's got Freeney, and he's got to deal with Freeney on turf, which is better than Freeney on grass. And then Freeney in the RCA Dome is better than Freeney somewhere else.